Listen to the end of the epitaph of this woman, which her husband had carved on her tomb.
Passerby, you who read these lines, go and bathe in the thermal baths of Apollo, which I so often did with my wife, and which I would so love to do again, were it still possible.
Thermal baths were vital to the Roman way of life. In Lugdunum, they are everywhere, from modest neighbourhood baths to major buildings. People went there to wash and to exercise, but also to meet friends and relax. These establishments required a great deal of water. But they were not the only ones. The fountains, where most of the inhabitants got their water, also flowed constantly. The largest of them, called Nymphaea, were veritable landmarks. Finally, the wealthiest homes had their own water supply. Lugdunum was supplied with pure water via four aqueducts, which tapped their water from springs in the nearby mountains. They carried nearly 40,000 cubic meters of water to the town every day. The longest one, the Gier Aqueduct, served the higher parts of the hills after travelling a distance of 80 kilometers. With over 200 kilometers of aqueducts, Lugdunum was, along with Rome, one of the most well-supplied towns of the Roman world.